Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. Sentencing for a North Iowa man convicted earlier this month of sexually assaulting a female victim while holding her against her will has been delayed. 44-year-old Bjorn Luster of Cresco was accused of sexually assaulting the victim, restraining her with duct tape and zip ties, and threatening to kill her while putting a muzzleloader gun to her head between May 5th and May 10th. On October 3rd, a Howard County jury convicted him of first-degree kidnapping, a Class A felony, and second-degree sexual abuse, a Class B felony. His sentencing date was set for this coming Monday. However, a judge ruled yesterday in favor of the defense's motion to delay sentencing because Luster has not been tried on several felony firearm possession charges related to the case, which could prejudice his sentencing. Despite resistance from the prosecution, Luster's sentencing has been rescheduled for November 20th. Meanwhile, no ruling has been made on two motions by Luster seeking a new trial. He argues that he has new evidence to prove his innocence, while also claiming that the state withheld evidence in the case. Luster remains in the Howard County Jail in Cresco. A Butler County 18-year-old will get a trial delay on a charge of trying to elude law enforcement and extra time to prepare for a separate trial for trying to entice a minor into sex. On April 10th, the Iowa State Patrol says Wyatt Mitchell of Allison led them on a pursuit that ended when he crashed his Volkswagen Beetle in Waverly. Mitchell was injured in the wreck and spent several days in the hospital before he was charged with eluding at speeds over 25 miles per hour over the posted limit, an aggravated misdemeanor. Wyatt has pleaded not guilty and his trial was scheduled to begin today until a continuance was granted last week and the trial has been rescheduled for December 21st in Butler County District Court. The Butler County Sheriff's Office arrested Mitchell in August on a charge of sexual exploitation of a minor caused to engage in the act, a Class C felony. According to court records, Wyatt was accused of sending sexual messages to a 13-year-old female through Snapchat. Further investigation of his Snapchat account determined that the alleged activity occurred several times over multiple months, possibly starting around April 20th. Wyatt turned 18 on April 3rd. He has pleaded not guilty with his trial scheduled for November 28th. Wyatt was recently granted an extension to November 1st to have more time for his attorney to take depositions on behalf of his defense. A Northeast Iowa 18-year-old is facing an assault charge after he was accused of attacking his mother with his cell phone. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office says they were notified on October 18th of an assault that may have occurred about a week prior in West Union. Their investigation led to the arrest of Zachary Kester of West Union on a charge of domestic abuse assault causing serious injury. According to the criminal complaint, Kester, who lives with his mother, went to her bedroom at about 5:30 a.m. on October 12th and started a verbal argument. Authorities say that Kester became more angry and took his cell phone and repeatedly struck her in the face, causing her serious injury and trauma. Five Star Cooperative, home-based in New Hampton, has announced a profitable fiscal year 2023. In a statement, the ag company says almost $3.6 million in patronage has been extended to its valued owners, solidifying their commitment to enhancing the well-being of their members. They add that the revenue also represents a substantial injection of funds to bolster local economies and uplift the communities they serve. Chairman Tom Shoddick says the five-star board of directors feel it is important to pay dividends, both current and deferred, whenever possible. Some years are better than others. 2023 was a good year, so we felt the co-op should pay back a meaningful amount to its valued members. Thank you for your past, present, and future business. Five Star's patronage distribution includes $1.2 million in immediate cash payouts to members, with about $2.3 million allocated as owner equity. The company also notes that in August, they disbursed $1.7 million in deferred dividends and payments to individuals no longer actively farming or have reached the age of 85, exemplifying their inclusive approach to benefit all members. The Floyd County Museum in Charles City will host Night at the Museum this weekend. Museum Director McKenna Lloyd invites kids and families to this first-time Halloween event Saturday night from 6 to 9 o'clock.
So it's basically going to be kind of staggered tours throughout the night. It's for all ages, but people who come will get a chance to learn things they wouldn't learn when they just come and don't take a tour, or even if they took a conventional tour. And they'll also be shown parts of the basement as kind of a, like, behind the scenes. This is what, you know, working at a museum looks like. Kids are welcome to come in costume, and there'll also be an opportunity to get candy along the way.
Lloyd says the festivities are free, but pre-registration is requested to reserve a time slot for the tours, which will depart every 15 minutes and last about 45 minutes each. You can find more information on the Floyd County Museum Facebook page. Saturday on 95.9 KCHA, it's Iowa State football. Cyclones looking to win their third straight. They'll play at Baylor. Coverage starts at 12:30, kickoff at 2:30. Also on Saturday on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's UNI football, the Panthers at Illinois State, pregame at 11 AM, kickoff at noon. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.